Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie.
And I'm Janelle Davis, and today is part three of our podcast mini-series on the music of J.S. Bach.
That's right. We've heard the violin sonatas on bass viol and lute, the cello suites at A392 and on the violoncello da Spalla. And this week, we'll hear from a brand new 2013 recording from Les Voix Humaines Consort of Viols of Bach's Art of Fugue, as well as a 2011 release from Harmonia Mundi of the same music by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin.
The Art of Fugue is what you might expect, a collection of fugues Bach composed at the end of his life. Each of the 14 in the set are composed around the same subject.
We're hearing a performance now of one movement of Art of Fugue performed on organ. Given that Bach was himself an organist, it only makes sense that there have been lots of recordings of Art of Fugue on organ. The Valka recording comes to mind, the blind organist who recorded Bach's complete works twice. But as far as we know, Bach did not give any specific indication of a particular medium or instruments for the work.
I've heard Art of Fugue any number of ways, recorder quartet, full orchestra, string quartet. I'm still waiting for my chance to hear it performed by a saxophone quartet.
I hope we have that opportunity. It will be a wonderful recording. But for now, we've got a viol consort. Let's hear what that sounds like.
The performers on this recording are Margaret Little, who plays part au sud du viol, Melisande Corriveau playing alto and treble viols, and Felix Dieck and Susie Knapper on tenor and bass viols, respectively. The viols have that organ-like ability to give both distinct entrances and attacks, and also an ability to sustain the sound and the long spun-out lines of the phrases.
Yes, I can tell you from personal experience that Art of Fugue works very well on a consort of viols. It solves that eternal problem of what instrument can play the second line. Are you familiar, Janelle, with Vikram Seth's An Equal Music from 1999?
I've got a long waiting list of novels I'd love to read, but no, I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Well, that may get onto your list at some point. Part of its plot revolves around having a special instrument built to play the second line of Art of Fugue. The part goes below the range of a violin, but not, I hasten to point out, of a treble viol. And it's kind of high for a viola, but not for a treble viol, you see. To me, the big difference for the performer is whether you're playing one contrapuntal line or more than one contrapuntal line as a keyboard player or indeed a lute player or a harp player can. As a mainly single line player, it is almost impossible for me to imagine being able to play all four lines of this very complex counterpoint and keep track of all of them. It's not at all clear that Bach was thinking of any particular instrument to play Artifugue, which of course he never finished. Why don't we hear that same movement from our other recording, shall we?
Good idea. Isn't that different? Oboe, tenor oboe, trombone, and bassoon. That was Academy for Alt Music performing the same contrapuntus 4 that we heard La Voix Humaine play on viols a minute ago.
Amazing. It certainly gives the music a very different flavor, doesn't it? Listening to the recording by Academy for Alt Musique, you certainly get a range of instruments, though never a viol in sight.
Let's hear one more time from Academy for Alt Musik.
Configuration of instruments. But I'm curious, just for fun, can we hear that same track from La Voix Humaine?
Variety is the spice of life, or so they say. You know, Wendy, there's one other thing to point out here. Like you said earlier, Bach never completed a fair copy of the last movement of the set before he died. So the cycle ends with an incomplete movement of a quadruple fugue. The piece has been completed by numerous performers on various recordings with different endings suggested over the years, but La Voix Humaine chooses simply to stop playing when the music ends. Thank you. What an unsettling feeling.
That kind of ending seems to be the fashion for viol players. The two older recordings that I know of that do Art of Fugue on viols do exactly the same. They stop when the music runs out. And in performance, this is actually a stunning way to end a concert. At the end, the audience has no idea what to do because you've just sort of stopped. It's fun to see how long you can make them sit there before somebody finally claps.
Well, you know, as the liner note puts it in this recording, ending that way leaves listeners contemplating what might have been while admiring what is.
I guess that brings us to the end of our three-part podcast mini-series on Bach.
We've heard some pretty interesting performances in the past few weeks.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. Everybody wants to play Bach.
We hope you've enjoyed hearing these Bach recordings. If you'd like to know more about any of the ones we featured on the podcasts, you can find them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org.
While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie.
And I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.